Now, if you've been trying to break into the housing market here in Sydney, you will know just that it's not an easy time, not a fun time to be trying to do that. We've got cracking apartments. The places that aren't cracking are unaffordable. There's a population boom. It's not easy. But one organisation is hoping to revolutionise the sector by building housing that is better designed, environmentally friendly and cheaper for homeowners. It's called the Nightingale Model, and their housing blueprint is propping up in Sydney and Melbourne. On the line with us now, we have Jennifer Koolas. She's from the Nightingale Model, to talk us through a little bit more. Jennifer, thanks so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure, Tess. Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, how does the Nightingale Model work?
Yeah, so Nightingale Housing is a social enterprise. We deliver housing at cost. And the Nightingale Model is basically the model that we replicate through each of our projects, which is a set of kind of guidelines. So the first of which is that all of our housing is carbon neutral, so there's no fossil fuels burnt in association with occupation of the building. And we deliver that housing at cost. So whatever it costs us to build the building is how much it, we pass on to the purchasers. So there's no profit margin associated with the delivery of our model.
And so
they're kind of the pillars of the project, yeah.
And so why do we need this model now? What are you guys hoping it can solve in the industry?
Yeah, great question. I think, we're based here in Melbourne, but obviously we face a lot of the same problems that are happening in the Sydney housing market. A significant population growth, meaning there's more demand for housing than ever before, but also this belief that really, for the large part, the delivery of housing has been left to the private sector to deliver at profit. And other kind of economic factors have meant that housing is kind of now seen by many in Australia as a property class first and foremost, and for its use value as a home second. So we really hope to change that view. And kind of put an emphasis on owner-occupiers and soon, hopefully, renters, and putting them in houses where housing is first and foremost a social infrastructure.
And so tell us what some of the features of a Nightingale Model building complex would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a strong emphasis on communal spaces. So all of our buildings feature a communal laundry, which means that we can take those out of the individual apartments, freeing up more space for things like your living room rather than to the service spaces. And they all feature also a rooftop garden, so a shared rooftop space for socialising and kind of hanging out, as well as a more kind of utilitarian area, including productive garden beds and a potting shed. And also a strong emphasis on sustainability initiatives. So balancing those with affordability is kind of a key part of our model as well, but often solar panels, rainwater tanks and other features like that.
And so have you guys gotten much interest in the model from, I suppose, you know, prospective homeowners?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, we've kind of been overwhelmed by interest, specifically in Melbourne more so, but it's certainly infiltrating Sydney as well. Even though there's some similarities between our housing markets, it has been a little bit more difficult in Sydney. The land cost is just that much higher. But we certainly have a lot of interest across the country. We don't like to say how many people necessarily are interested because it fluctuates all the time depending on the housing market. But we've got about 9,000 people that have signed up to our kind of mailing list and are interested to learn about future projects.
Well, Jennifer, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting to us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Tess.